We're live.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Greetings.
Hi.
This is Tef Talk with Kat Ava.
Kat and Ava. Also, we're kind of new at this, so we're going to sound really weird.
Be nice.
I'm Stephanie, better known as Tef.
I'm Kat.
I'm Ava.
And welcome to the first episode of Tef Talk.
In this podcast, we will be talking about all the meaningless stuff that happens in our daily lives and what our life is like as high school students, basically.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk about how we met each other and how we became friends. And then a few of our recent experiences together.
It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be really fun. Okay.
So when I met Stephanie in the... Sixth grade, yeah. Move up day. Move I sat day. Next to her in social studies class. Thought she was a cool gal.
Thank you.
Even a fun gal.
Ooh.
And
you're being really nice here.
And then school starts, and me and Tiffany, you know, we get closer. We're friends now, even. And Tiffany's never had a friend before.
I've never had a single friend. Don't know how to spell it. I don't know what that word means.
So this was a new experience for me.
So I was very special to her, being her first friend ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, Stephanie comes up to me and invites me to her birthday party.
I indeed did invite you to my birthday party.
She printed out little invitations.
I did.
Oh, that's
from
so
Microsoft
cute.
Word.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
Hey, and I remember it was in a teal font.
They were pretty fire. My invitations were pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
They were pretty good.
Pretty spicy.
And I had it in my hand, and I looked at it, and I was like, I'm going to attend this event. And then...
And she told me this.
And I told her this. And I said, Tiffany, I am going to attend this event. I didn't use those words, but that's what I said. And then weekend rolls around.
The day of her party rolls around.
And Tiffany's sitting there and waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
Oh, no.
And waiting. And guess what? Ava never showed up to my birthday party.
So my little goodie bag.
Yeah, I made goodie bags for everyone with like little like fuzzy socks and like all this cute stuff that girls like. Period. Because we all love fuzzy socks and those little
like nail polish.
I remember like everyone was obsessed with like the Bath and Body Works like little
hand sanitizers.
Oh. Yes. So I had those in there and everything, and I was like, Ava is gonna love this. All my friends are gonna love this.
We were still new friends.
Yeah.
And we were...
She didn't show up. So her little goodie bag just sat by the door.
That's so sad.
And my parents were like, so when's like this girl Ava, is it? And I was like, oh yeah, like my new friend. She's gonna be so good. It's gonna be great. She never showed up. And I was like,
that's
I promise,
so
she's
sad.
Coming. And she never
and
did.
And I didn't.
Steph, why did you talk to her after that? You should have just...
Yeah, because I was like, maybe like I messed up. Maybe I said the wrong time or something.
Oh my so God. Sad. That's pathetic.
Yeah, and then on Monday, tragic. She comes up to me and she's like, Ava, how come you weren't at my birthday party on Friday? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. Like,
that's
I couldn't even
so
make up
awkward.
An excuse. It was really sad.
Yeah, and I was
I'm sorry, but if you still have the goodie bag, I still want it.
I literally have no idea where it is. I think I took it for myself and just like kept the socks and stuff.
I want the socks. Give me the socks.
No.
Give me the socks.
I'm keeping the socks.
I'm okay. Taking the socks.
That's what you get for missing
Did
my
you
birthday
wear them?
Party. Probably.
I want
know.
Them even more now.
Ava didn't like me in middle school.
No, I hated Kat.
I was really annoying in middle school. I was just... The worst, pretty much. That's the only way to like describe myself in middle school. The worst.
I say I have like no memory of you. I'm gonna be honest. Like 7th, 8th grade, like I knew who you were, but like, I didn't have any like reason to hate you.
Because you guys were in a friend group, and I was still in like my friend group from like elementary school. But like, yeah. So then I met you guys in high school through marching band. But like,
marching
Ava just
band.
Did not like me before that.
No, because all like my friend group was like, or like not all of them, but like one or two people just like. Decided that they hated Kat, and like they were just like, she's annoying and we don't like her. And so then I had reading with Kat, and
I forgot about reading.
I didn't even talk to her, and I was just like, I hate her. I don't like her.
Don't
like,
judge a book by its cover.
No, but I was like, right.
Yeah, she was. Instead of me being annoying, now I'm super annoying.
Yeah.
No, but I remember and I met Kat at the social.
I have no memory of this,
and
by the
my
way.
Dad, zero. And my dad, before I left for the social, was like, all right, Steph, I want you to come back with at least five people's names and maybe one number.
Because Tiffany literally had no friends.
Keep in mind, this was before we all met each other. This was like sixth grade, so we were all coming from our elementary schools to the middle school, and we were still in sixth grade, but this was before middle school.
Yes, so, like, I didn't know Ava at this time. I met her on Move Up Day, like she said before. So, like,
I... Like, we didn't really know each other
yet. So I remember I was like meeting people, quote unquote, meeting people, because I didn't know what that meant. I thought saying hi to someone was like, oh yeah, friends now. So I was like writing down random people's names, and I was like, and Kat came up to me, she's like, hi, I'm Kat. And I'm like, hi, no. I'm Steph. And then, like, that was really the interaction. I was
I have no memory.
I remember I pulled out my phone and I was like, Kat, fifth person. I was like,
no,
sick.
No,
I'm not even kidding you. And I went
did you get my
corner.
Phone number?
No.
Okay.
And then I went right to the corner of the the gym or whatever. I grabbed a bag of chips and I sat there for the rest of the night. And that was my experience there. And I came back and I was like, Dad, guess what? I got numbers. And well, one number. I forget whose number I got.
Digits.
I don't even know. I probably don't talk to that person anymore, but like, and I was like, and I got a list of names. And he was so proud of me. And that's my story.
So pathetic.
That was the first time I met Kat.
And that's, we all got close through marching band, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's literally the only reason why we're all friends. We're all like really good friends
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, because Kat, like, our like friend group in middle school was like all band kids.
Yeah. We were
when
so
we were like,
band.
I hated band in middle school.
Yeah. Despise so Kat was like not with us, and then on a whim decided that she was going to join marching band.
Even though I hated band.
Yeah. So me and Kat got really, really close at band camp. Freshman year.
Oh God, are we talking about this now?
Are we gonna talk about Wednesday at band camp?
Go ahead.
So basically, like, I don't even remember what happened, but like Steph and I were just really not feeling it that day, and we just like looked at each other and started like crying.
Yeah, my old section leader, like during that time, like literally yelled at me in my face and was like, "You are so bad. You're never gonna be good." And I was like, "Yes," like that, and I just was like, I'm sad now.
I was just not feeling it.
You guys were just little freshmen.
But we did kind of make fun of you for crying.
No, yeah, because now it's funny.
But that's how Steph and I got close, at least. Like, through that.
Having a mental breakdown.
That's also how me and Steph got close.
Seriously?
A series of mental breakdowns.
Oh, yeah, a series of, like, collective mental breakdowns.
Yeah. We were all just so a mess.
So a mess, always.
So messy.
And now, and now we're all friends.
And still messy.
Still a mess.
And still a mess.
And then
we're better friends.
The other day, for my birthday in June, I got four tickets to a concert Dodie Clark, which is like, yeah, nobody knows who that is, I know. But I know who that is, and Tiffany knows who that is, and she's been like one of our favorites. We are big fans.
Big fans.
Bands.
Bands.
And we were like really, really excited to go. But like immediately when I got the tickets, I texted Steph and I was like, we're going, like I'm so excited, whatever. And then I had these two extra tickets and no one to take. So I was just like, oh, like I was counting on taking my parents. And then the night before I go to my dad, I'm like, hey, like, are you going to come tomorrow to the concert? And he was like, what concert? And I was like, the concert that I have tomorrow that you bought me tickets for in June. And he was like, that's tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, that's tomorrow. And I was like, I thought you and mom were going to come. And he was like, mom's in California, so she's not coming, and I don't want to go, so you better find other people to go with you. And Kat hates this girl.
I really don't.
Does not like her music. Yes, you do. Don't lie.
I don't like her music. I don't hate her. I don't...
She doesn't hate her as a person. She
no,
just really doesn't
like
her
the music at all.
This is not her style.
Yeah. So I was like, Kat's out of the question. So I tried to sell them for like $20. Like I tried to sell them really cheap. Like I asked like 18 different people if they wanted to go with me. And then
they all said no.
They all said no. And day of comes and I'm like, all right, if I could just get one ticket, like it's the day of the concert. If I could just get one person to come into the city with me, like I could just like scrap the other ticket. Like I don't care. So I'm like begging Kat, please come with me to the concert. And Kat is like, fine. So she then like I then called her and I was like, hey, just so you know, like I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to come to the concert because you feel bad.
Like, and I was like, I'm going to go to the concert because I feel bad.
And now she's like,
I did not want to go, but I really just felt bad.
And I was like, I like you don't have to feel bad. I know you don't want to go. I know you don't want to go. And like, I was like, you can't lie to me.
I didn't want to go.
And she came anyway.
And I went.
And so
we have a couple things that happened that night. It was pretty great.
Ew. We got there and
first of all, waiting in that line was this cracked out
speakeasy guy.
That, oh my god, we met this guy. So there was like some guy or something that like knocked on, like,
I forgot
the
about
wall.
This.
It was so weird, like so creepy, because like we just got like the X's on our hands saying that we're like we can't drink because we're under 21, and then all of a sudden this like there's like some knocking on like the other side of the door or something, and Ava was like, oh, El Mayo, like speakeasy. And this random dude turns around and was like, yeah, like, so there's, like, some really great speakeasies around here, like, in Rhode Island and all this stuff.
And he gives us, like, a list of speakeasies. And I'm like, I'm under 21. Do you not see the X's on my hands? Like,
so the concert was fun, besides the fact that we couldn't find a good spot because I'm
Tiffany
too short.
Because Tiffany's too short. And I was very, I'm tall, so I couldn't see everything. And Tiffany couldn't see anything.
I learned how a disco ball works.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was, like, this gigantic disco ball in the middle of the room. And
I had nothing else to do.
And it was during a really, really emotional, like, sad song. So, like, me and Ava are like,
me and Tiffany are in tears, like, crying. And Kat looks over at me and goes, oh, I hope they turn the disco ball on.
And Ava's like, Kat. Ava's, like, crying.
I'm, like, tears. I look her in the eyes, like, tears streaming down my face. I'm like, Kat, what did you just say?
And I was like, I hope they turn the disco ball on.
And I'm like, what do you mean turn it on? And she's like, I hope they turn it on. And I'm like, like, you hope they light it up? And she was like, yeah. And I was like electronically? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that's not how a disco ball works.
And that was the night.
And then like, I looked down at her phone, like, in the middle of the song, and she's searching up, how does a disco ball work?
Oh, my God, yeah. This was during the middle of this emotional song. Like, everyone's crying. And I'm just, like, on my, like, Wikipedia, like, Googling
disco ball. She literally
is
on the Wikipedia of a disco ball.
And now I know how it works. So, like, you learn something new every day. I was happy I went. It was, like, good live music, you know.
If you don't know how it works, it's little mirrors, and they shine light on it, and the mirrors reflect things.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Very cool.
That's all we have time for today, so.
And what we learned today? Go to things that are out of your comfort zone.
And
like
try new things.
Like the sixth grade social and the concert.
And you might find something new.
Like a new friend
or information
about a disco ball.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys, so much for listening.
And good night.